Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right. This is Watchman on the Wall. Watchman on the Wall. End Time Global Link Ministry coming to you from Warner Hall. This is Elder G. Bizarre.
Amen.
Tim, we coming on out from White House. We're going to get into the Word.
Amen.
And as we get into the Word, we want him to check in. And when he check in, we'll be ready to go. Brother Tim,
amen,
are you in?
Amen, brother. Yes, sir. I'm here,
all right,
brother.
Brother.
I'm here.
All right.
I'm here.
Praise
I'm here with the Watchman on the Wall. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm,
amen.
I'm here, brother.
So glad to have you, Brother
yes,
Tim. We're going to get into
you.
The Word this evening. It's a pleasure to be with you. We come in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come in with desperate warning to the world, to the individual, to the churches, to those that are in sin. We want to put out an AP bulletin on the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the key to salvation. The only way that man can escape the wrath of God is through his blood that he shed on Calvary's cross 2,000 years ago. We don't preach nothing else but save Jesus and him crucified, died, and buried, and rose on the third day morning. Without that plan that God had before the foundation of the world, no man, no lady, no girl could be saved but by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the number one, the cross of Christ. The law was good, but the law could not save. The law could not redeem. The law could not justify, make you
Amen.
Right. The only way you can be justified is faith in Jesus Christ. If you don't put your faith in Jesus Christ, then you will die in your sins, and you would have to pay for your own sin, and that you don't want to do. If you do that, then that means that you have to pay eternal damnation in hell and burn, oh, my God, burn forever.
Amen.
Not because God put you in there, because God don't put nobody in here. How in the world do you believe that God made man after his image, after his likeness, and then turn around and put him in hell? No. You got people got that wrong. No.
Amen.
So the one that wants you to go to hell is Satan, because he is totally damned. He is totally damned. He is doomed forever. There's no redemptive plan for him. There's no redemptive plan for his angels that he took one third of God's angels. One third. Now I don't know how many that is, but that's a large number. And in the modern day 21st century, we see the activity of Satan. All that you see going on today, everything, all the killing and murdering and raping, all the war that you see, everything that you see that's out of kilter belongs to the works of Satan. Satan is doing that. Marriages and rebellious teenagers and pornography and homosexuals and lesbians, that all belongs to the devil. God didn't make man like that. But when
Amen.
Man failed in the Garden of Eden, when man failed in the Garden of Eden, they subduct themselves to Lucifer. And Lucifer has been in control with humanity for the last 6,000 years. And it won't end. It won't end. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. It won't end until Jesus Christ, God's Son, comes back to the earth and redeem everything that Satan has taken away. God is going to redeem mankind. He's going to redeem those that accept him. He's going to redeem the earth. He's going to make it a brand new place to live on. And there we will live forever and ever and ever and ever in peace. Satan will be put in the bottomless pit. After he's put in the bottomless pit, he will be put into the Gehenna, the lake of fire, and all those that follow him. It's man's choice on where he want to go. If he want to choose Satan, God said, all right, if you choose Satan, God said, I don't want you to choose Satan. I want you to come to me. I want to save you. I want to save you from him. I want to save him from letting you go to hell. And God will tell each human being, I don't want to put you there. But if you make the choice to choose him, You have a choice. If you choose me, I'll give you life. If you choose him, I'll give you death. And the world today is hovering over with death. But although death seems like it's winning, God, with his powerful righteousness and his light, is going to reveal himself. But before he revealed himself, man got to go under a judgment. Man got to go under a seven-year period of judgment. And that judgment is called the seventh week, spoken by Daniel the prophet. That's the seven-year tribulation. That's when Satan will rule the world for 7 years, and God's going to give a man an opportunity to choose the cross or choose death. The cross Amen. Or death. Men have a choice. Thank God, man have a choice. If we didn't have a choice, we would have been in trouble. If Christ wouldn't have died and came back from the grave and conquered sin, death, and hell in the grave, we would have a serious problem. I mean a problem that nobody could deliver us but Jesus Christ. And that's why I'm going to praise him this afternoon. And me and Brother Tim are going to break it down for you. Come from the word of God. There's nothing else to come from. There's nobody else that came before Jesus, and nobody else going to come after Jesus. Jesus is the centerfold of the whole creation and salvation for every human being on this planet. So right now, we're going to turn it over to Brother Tim and let him go ahead and say his word, and he's going to break it over, bring it back to me. We're going to have prayer, and then we're going to go into the word of God. Brother Tim, go ahead. Take it away.
Amen, brother. Amen. Amen. How you doing today, brother? Amen. Amen. It's a good feeling to be here, brother. I thank you. Amen. I'm joining the Watchman on the Wall. Amen. Powerful word, powerful ministry. I want to thank the Most High for you, brother, for your spiritual Amen. Wisdom and knowledge and your guidance and your humbleness. I thank him for that. I thank him for this platform and this opportunity, and as much as we can during this hour that we can. So the Bible says, when night comes, no man can work. Amen. So we must work the works of him that sent us while
yes,
it's day.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Amen. And that's what we want to do. We want to work the works of him that sent us. And we want salvation for everybody. Amen. We just want to make sure that we make this crystal clear. Amen. That we are concerned
Amen.
About your soul. We want you
yes.
to be saved. I love you. I know the brother love you. Amen.
I love
and
you.
We want the best. Amen. We love everybody. It don't matter. We love
Amen.
Everybody. Amen. So we are like our father. Amen. He loves everybody.
Right.
And as the brother say, he don't want nobody lost. Amen. So let's make sure we get that clear that, you know, I know sometimes this fire and brimstone message can come through a little tough, but amen. Amen. We want to build you up as well. So we want to make sure that you understand that we love you. We do it out of love. The Bible says, speak the truth in love. And
yeah,
so
man.
We want to teach you about salvation and give you the opportunity to make sure that you understand that no matter who you are, where you been, what you done, as long as you have breath in your life, you can
yes.
be saved. All you have to do is Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. The Bible says, the scripture says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, thou shalt be saved. Christ took care of the part that we could not. He did what man could not do. Amen. He went to the cross
Amen.
And died for our sins.
Amen.
So we thank him for that.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. We thank
I
him
thank
for that.
You,
I
brother.
Thank him for it every day.
I thank
Amen.
You.
So that I can live in peace and in love and in joy, no sickness, no pain. Amen. No headaches. Amen. Just a few days
Amen.
Ago, I felt a little bit under the weather. Just a few. The weather changed. You don't have to worry about that. The weather not going. It's going to be the same all the time. Amen.
Yeah.
And it's going to be bright. Nothing but beauty, because the Bible said that Yahweh, God, is going to light. Amen. He's going to be our
yes,
light. Sir. Ain't going to be no need for no sunshine. It'll be dark no more. Amen. I
Amen.
Won't have to feel a headache. Amen, brother.
Yeah.
I won't have to wear glasses. Amen. You know,
Amen.
I don't have to worry about no pains or no surgeries or none of that stuff. amen, losing weight, gaining weight, you're going to be perfect for all eternity. And I thank him. Amen. Thank him for his grace and his mercy, because we must understand that salvation is now. You know, don't wait. Amen. I remember when I was young, amen, my dad used to tell me, son, you need to go and get right. He'd tell all his boys, all of us, you need to go and get right. And we always say, you know, I used to always think, well, I'll wait till I get older. Well, he don't want you, want you at any age, but, you know, he'd rather you come to him while you're young, because he can use you, right? Amen. Amen. They're just like an athlete. Amen. They'd rather have a young, fresh athlete than an old athlete.
Yes,
amen. We know that you're a little bit seasoned, but amen. Amen. But, we, you know, we want you when you're young, when you can run, you can take more, you can take on more. And that's what he wants. He wants to use you while you're still sharp and while you can still go. Don't get us wrong, amen. I know I'm maturing in age, amen. I know Elder Bazaar, I know he's maturing in age, amen. And he loves, amen, what we're doing, amen. But we want some more saints, amen. We try to get the young people, amen.
Get the young people
come in. That's right, amen, because you can influence more young people by living for Christ, amen. That's what he wants.
Living for Christ.
Amen. So we want you to be saved.
Amen.
Remember, all you got to do is just confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. The scripture said that thou shalt be saved. He will save you from everlasting, amen, fire, from everlasting punishment. And who wants that, to be punished forever and ever, all eternity? It never ends. Who can do that? Nobody. Amen. My son was telling me the other day that he had a friend that said, oh, you'll get used to it. I'm like, Lord have mercy. No, brother, you won't get used to it. Amen. See the mindset of the people. It's not just young people. It's people of all ages.
No, folks.
Amen. When we got people that think like that, they take this for a joke. This is not a joke. This
it's
is joke. Real.
It's not
and
a
we
joke,
are
mom.
Serious. That's right. That's right, brother. We are serious about our salvation. That's
Amen.
Right. And after you're gone, after you close your eyes on this side, there is no second chance. This is your chance right now while we're giving you the word. We want you to be saved. Amen. It is for you to be saved. Amen. And I want to share something with you real quick. If I can, but if I got a little time, I want to share couple of scriptures.
Go ahead.
Because I want people to understand that salvation is secure. Amen. I go to bed at night. If I don't wake up, amen, I'll open my eyes. I'll be carried off to glory. Amen. My soul be carried off to rest. To rest in paradise.
Yes.
Amen. I'll be sleeping. The angels be carrying my soul. I'll be sleeping like a baby. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hey, rested. Amen. Because I want you to understand that salvation. It's secure. I'm going to read the scripture to you. Amen. This is from St. John, the 10th chapter, verse 28 and 29. It says, and I gave unto them eternal life. Who did he give the eternal life to? Man, those who decide to believe. He said, I gave. Now, understand that the scripture, this is Christ talking because it's in red. He said, I gave them eternal life. You can't earn eternal life. Christ already did it. He already did the work. Christ has done the work. Amen. He said, I give. It's a gift. He give eternal life to them. So he says eternal life, meaning that once you receive it, it's forever lasting. It don't end. It can't end. That's right. And it said, they shall never perish. Now, you see those
never
two parallel perish. Eternal life and never perish, meaning that you will never die. You have eternal life. Now, I don't understand how people can get from that you can fall from salvation, when Christ himself said that you have eternal life and you shall never die.
Never
Amen.
Perish.
Amen. Never perish. Amen.
Never perish.
For all eternity, you're going to live. Now watch, they said, neither shall any man, that includes me myself.
Uh-huh.
So nobody can cause me to lose my salvation, not even me, I myself, me, myself, and I. He said, neither shall any man, amen, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Now watch what he said.
No.
My Father, when he gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I won't give Lucifer, the devil, that type of credit. He don't have no power or authority to cause you to lose your salvation. He just don't. Christ is powerful. And when he was raised from the dead, brother, he said, I have all power. And the keys to what?
Power.
Death and hell. Woo, that's deep, brother. See, I got the keys.
Amen.
Right here.
Amen.
Death and hell. Amen, brother.
Amen.
So I turn it back over to you, but I was want to share that with our listeners. If
Go
you come in, if you,
had, right.
if you don't believe, and if you hadn't believed yet, we want you to believe because I want you to become saved because I love you.
Come
That's
on.
Why I do it. That's why the elder minister do it. He do it because he loves you. Amen. I do it because
Amen.
I love you. This is why we put our time and hard effort into this, because we love each and every one of you. And a lot of people think that's, they take it lightly when we say that we love. No, that's real. God is love.
That's
people
real.
Out here hurting.
That's real. Brother.
Amen. That's right.
That's real.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Back over to
praise
you, brother.
God.
Amen. I'm going to say something. Amen.
God.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Praise God, Brother Tim. Thank you for your quotations there about you and your concern that you have.
All good.
We both have an opportunity to do what God has called us to do, and that is get all we can before
right.
it's too late, especially for the rapture. We don't want you to miss the rapture, but if you
right.
miss the rapture, then you would have to go through a great persecution to make your decision on who you're going to serve. We don't want you to go through that. We don't want you to go through none
right.
of that. What we're doing, we're stretching out our souls, our minds. We're stretching out to our very beings to get the good news out. And the good news is that the God of heaven, the Holy One, Yahweh, Elohim, became a man, a human being, and came down here through 42 generations over the period of 4,000 years. He arrived
Amen.
In Bethlehem of Judea, wrapped in swaddling clothes. Ooh,
Amen.
My God. Think about that. God himself became a baby. And when he became a baby, he was impregnated in Mary's womb and stayed there 9 months and was born. Stayed up on the earth for 33 and one half years. And his main destiny, his main job, oh, my God, oh, my God. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He cast out devils. He did miracles on top of miracles.
Amen.
He did miracles you don't even know about what he did. 18 of his years was not even written about because there's not enough books to write in the 18 years what he did. There ain't enough books to write what he did in that period of time. And he was next seen at the age of 30 years old. And he was baptized by John the Baptist, went up in the wilderness and tempted of the devil to prove to humanity, to prove to the human race that you can live above sin, that you can conquer sin. And the only way you can conquer sin is through Jesus Christ, because he conquered sin, death, hell, and the grave. And he's going to restore everything that Satan took out of the Garden of Eden. God is going to restore it, and he's going to restore it through his son, Jesus Christ, because the debt
Amen.
Of sin is paid. Why go to hell for your own sins when Jesus Christ can save you from your sin and take you on to glory? Why are you going to waste your time and your effort to try to get joy out of serving the devil, serving the lust of the flesh and the pride of life and prestige? Why are you going to do that? Because after it's all over, you ain't going to profit nothing. You're going to end up, and we don't want you to end up. I tell you, I don't want nobody to go to hell. Brother Tim, I know you don't.
Amen.
I know
I
don't.
That's right.
And if I wasn't doing this to show the great salvation of Jesus Christ, I think I would lose my mind if I couldn't do this. Because that's just deep in me. Because I know that God saved me, and if he saved me and can keep me, I know he can save you. I know he can save you. And he can save
That's right.
you by what? His everlasting love. He'll stretch out his hand upon you. So right now we're going to go down in prayer. Then after we go into prayer, I'm going to let Tim have it. I'm going to give it back over to Tim, And whatever the Lord laid on his mind, on his spirit, he's going to start it off. And then whatever he starts off with, I'm going to break it on down for you and give you a little more information on what he starts on.
Amen.
But we want you to bow your head. In the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. We ask you right now, rebuke Satan in this broadcast, Lord. We don't want him around. We don't want him near. Strengthen our minds and our hearts and our spirit that we'll express the love of God in our hearts through Jesus Christ. That men,
amen,
women, boys, and girls, make no different race, creed, or color, or ethnic background. Make no difference if you've been in prison. Make no difference if you're going for the grave burial or you're homosexual. Make no difference. I don't care what you are, but what I want to tell you, amen, you can come out of that. You can be saved from that. You can receive Jesus Christ, and he'll make you be a man. He'll make you be a woman. He'll make you be a young teenager, amen, that's on fire for God. Because let me tell you, Hollywood ain't got nothing to offer you, Lord. Lord Jesus, we know Hollywood ain't got nothing to offer these young people today. We ask you right now, as we go into it, we want you to touch Brother Tim, his mind, his soul, his spirit, that he'll break the word down and give us some information that we can go on through this day, this two-hour session, that somebody may come to come to Christ at the end of this program. We pray this,
amen,
in the mighty name of our Lord,
amen,
and Savior Jesus. Brother Tim, take it away.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm just going to tap a little bit more on that salvation. Amen. Because I want everyone to understand. Amen. We want you to be saved. Amen. Salvation is easy as you just opening your mouth and opening up your heart. Amen. And receiving the Holy Spirit. That's how easy salvation is. Amen. Amen. The Bible said that suffer not little children, for such is the what? Kingdom of heaven. Amen.
Yeah.
And so what I mean,
yeah,
by that, amen, don't mistake what we're saying. We're not saying that you don't have to live righteous. That's not what we're saying. Amen. But see, you got the love of the Holy Spirit can work on you. Amen. If you're dealing with,
amen,
some things with your mind and your heart, some thoughts, amen, the Holy Spirit going to deal with you on that. Amen. He's going to deliver you. Amen. If you're dealing with some things with some of the words you may use or speak, he can deal with you on that. Amen. He can deliver you from that. Amen. If you got something on your heart that you feel about somebody, amen, he can deal with you on that. Amen. Whatever that you're dealing with, amen, that's carnal, amen, you can and will be delivered from it. Amen. 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 That's right. Amen. The Holy Spirit,
right,
amen, the most. All you got to do is just ask him. Continually
ask
him and pray and meditate and believe, and he will deliver you from whatever it is that you are dealing with. Amen. I used to tell people all the time, because people would come to me early in my salvation, they used to share so much information with me that I was shocked at some of the things that people were sharing with me, that I'd have to stop people from sharing things with me because it would begin to burn down on my spirit. I'm like, man, this is stressing me out. So I had to stop people from sharing their personal information with me, and I would just tell them, brother or sister, I'm going to be praying for you. You don't need to tell,
amen,
me anything. That's between you and the Most High, what you're dealing with. He going to deal with that. And you pray, and he will deliver your heart, your mind, your body, and your soul. He will definitely deliver,
yeah,
and give you peace, amen. Because I'm man, amen.
Yeah.
I can't do anything but pray for you, amen. But he can take it away, amen. Because I tell
you,
you have to be careful. That's right, brother. He can take it away, amen. And we have to be careful sometimes who we share our information with, because sometimes people just want to go back and share that information. So be very careful who you speak with, amen. I understand,
yeah,
that you know, you need somebody that you need to confide in, amen, but make sure somebody's really near and dear to you that won't share that information, amen. So again,
amen,
we're going to take a look at some more scripture, amen. I want to take a look at 1 John, amen. Amen, let's
amen.
Go ahead and look at 1 John, the second chapter. I want to talk about that guarantee, amen. This is what I like
all
about
right.
my God, amen. My God,
come on.
He makes promises, amen. And I understand,
yes, he does.
When he makes a promise, he keeps a promise. He ain't like me, amen. He ain't like man, brother
no,
Elder.
Right.
You know,
no,
man will let you, that's right. A man will let you down, brother. Amen.
Yes, let
but
you
our
know.
God, he, that's right. He sure will. We sure will. The Bible said that he'll never what? Leave us nor forsake us. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. He's committed to us. Amen. I thank him so much
Come on.
For his grace and his mercy and his love. We're going to go to 1 John, the second chapter. We're going to take a look at verses 18 and 19. I'm going to touch on that real quick. It says, little children, amen. We know that it's talking to the saints, amen. Is it referring to little children, like little kids running around? Amen. You can say that, but it's actually talking to who? The believers, the saints of God.
All right.
Amen. He says, little children, it is the what? The last time. That's right. Amen, bro. That means that that's us. That's talking to us. We are what? In the last time. Amen. We're not in the end yet. That's right. That's right. Amen. We ain't at the end yet, but we in the last days. Amen. Approaching the end. Excuse me. Now, watch what it says. It says, and as ye have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Now it's referring to the end. It's talking about that Antichrist. Amen.
Antichrist.
And now, Minister Elder, he's identified him and said that he is here right now. Amen. On the earth. So we want to make sure that we are definitely watching for who? Christ. We are watching. We're not watching for the Antichrist. We're watching for the Christ, our Lord and Savior, the Messiah. He's coming back to get the church. Amen. I look for him every day, brother. Amen. I'm looking for the shout of the archangel. Amen. That the dead in Christ may be resurrected, and those of us who are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet them in the air. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Now watch what the scripture says. It says, even now are there many antichrists. Now it's referring back to the present. Even now there are many antichrists. This is what the brother was talking about the other week, amen, when he said that this is not against Christ. This is an attempt to replace Christ. That's what the antichrist wants to do. He wants to remove Christ and replace him with himself. Amen. So we know that there are so many false religions that have what? They want to replace the one and true God and teach this false doctrine. And so many false doctrines out there, you got to be careful. Amen. Because why? They will actually use the Bible to make you think that they're talking about the one and only true God. But they are not. There are so many false religions out there that they try to teach from the Bible, but they are not. They're fakers. And you have to be very careful, brothers and sisters. Amen. Who are you following out there? And why the Bible says, "Study to show thyself approved." Amen. Now watch what it says. It says, "Whereby we know that it is what the last time."
Last time.
See, if we are studying the Word, we realize that we are what in the last days, the seasons. Amen. That we are in the times that we're in, the things that are going on. The brother said it earlier. Amen. You got the kids out here cutting up. Killing their parents, amen, fighting their parents, rebellion, disobedience, amen. We see these different things that are going on, and we know that the times that we're in is not long. Now, watch what verse 19 says.
All right.
It says, they went out from us, amen. Who is they? They is the unbelievers, amen. Who is us? Us is the believers. That's us, amen, brother, that's us.
Yes,
we are the believers. Says they went out from us, but they were not what? Of us. See, everybody come to the house of the Lord and shout and dance and scoot and read the word. They not of us. Amen. They're pretenders.
Uh-huh.
They are what? They are sheeps and wolves. They're wolves in sheep's clothing. That's what they are. They're wolves in sheep's clothing. Amen. So this is what it's referring to. Now, if you're a wolf, you ain't a sheep. Amen. If you're a sheep, you ain't a wolf. See, you either are. Ain't no jumping back and forth. You are what you are. Now sheep can't become a wolf, but amen. But the word says that a wolf can become a what? A sheep. You can become saved. Amen. And that's what we want. We want you to become saved. Now, it says that if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us.
Yes,
what the scripture is saying is that if they had been saved, they would know that. They would have stayed with us. Amen.
They stayed right there.
But watch this there. but they went out that they may, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. That means that everybody that's in the church talking about Lord, 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 they not saved. Amen? See, there's no such thing as losing your salvation. I tell people, no, they were never saved. Amen. That's why Nicodemus had the conversation with Christ. He said, can a man be born again once he is old? Amen. How many times do we need to be born? How many times can we come out of our mother's womb? Only one time. So how many times do we need to be born again of the Spirit? One time. Ain't no such thing as, I'm going to get born again. No, you only need to be born again one time. That's it.
One time, bro.
That's it. That's it. So once you say it, you always say it. That's it. And that's what the scripture says. And so that's the conversation that Nicodemus had with Christ. And Christ had to, he told him the word. Amen. He says, a man can only come through his mother womb. Amen. One time. Amen. That's all that it takes. Because why? Christ only went to the cross one time. That's all it took.
One time.
That's it, brother. And what Christ dealt with your sin, amen, when he went to the cross. So we are taking care of Christ, is taking good care of the church. And so all you have to focus on is what? As Paul said, work out your own soul salvation. Amen. So that means that Tim needs to work on what? That carnal man. I need to work on some things.
Right.
That carnal man. If I got a problem with my mouth, amen, I need to work on that. Amen. I have to pray about
work
that.
On it.
Amen. If I got a problem with my eyes, amen, I need to work on that. Amen.
I need to pray about some things.
Amen. To walk on, work on walking in the Spirit. Because the Bible says if you walk in the Spirit, you won't what? Fulfill the lust of the flesh. Hey, that's right. Amen, brother.
Amen,
and so that's
brother.
What we need to do as the children of the Most High. We now need to focus on ourselves personally because why? Amen. We want to definitely walk by the Spirit so people can see our light shine, so people can see our walk and say, man, amen. I want to be like that brother, that sister that's in church, that's living a life for God, living that life for Christ. Amen. So that they may say, hey, I want to change my life too.
Amen.
So the power of God may shine through. Amen. So I want everyone to understand that, amen, there's no such thing as you was once. I used to hear people say, I was once. There ain't no such thing. Now the Bible said that if they had been of us, they would no doubt have what? Continued with us. That's right, brother. Amen. In other words, if they were saved, they would have stayed in the church. Amen. You may leave for a little bit, but you're going to come back. Amen. And my eyes have people ask me, well, brother, you still go to church? I said, brother, I preach over the earth now. Amen. So I'm still working.
Amen.
I'm still working for the Lord. See, you ain't got to be in the church now. You could be working on the earth. You could be on social media. Any way that you can reach the world, that you can reach somebody. The Bible says, well, there are two or three gathered. That's all. That's all I need. Amen. I don't want no rock crying out. Amen. I don't want no rock crying out for me, brother, like you said. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Now, well, you hit the nail on the head. You hit it right on the spot when you said Antichrist, because that's the next arrival, and you said he's already alive, and I can verify that down to the T. He is alive. He is in the age between 53 years old. And he is in Spain. He has not been identified to the world because the world is more interested in their partying and everything. So they ain't thinking about the Antichrist. The world has heard about the second coming of Jesus Christ, but they don't recognize that before Jesus Christ comes back and puts his foot on the top of Mount of Olives, the Antichrist is going to come. And when he comes, he's going to come at the point where the world is going to be in such a bad shape that the population is going to be looking for somebody to deliver them from the adversities and the calamity and the murder and the killing, and he's going to say that he is Jesus Christ, and he's going to come on and fool a whole lot of people because he's going to have power from Satan, and Satan is going to talk real, real, real debonair to them and tell them that I am Jesus. So don't worry about it. I'm coming. I'm here. And he cannot come. Now, here's the point. He cannot come on the scene, on the world scene, until, listen now, because a lot of people are all confused on this. They think that the church is going through the tribulation. Well, I'm here to tell you through the scripture, through multitudes of scriptures, all through the Bible. And I'm not going to stand up here and lie on God's word. The church will be gone. And when it's gone, then the Antichrist will rise. He will come on the world. He will be identified, and people are going to think that he is actually Jesus Christ. But he's not Jesus Christ. He's anti. He's anti-God. He's actually against God. But he's going to act like he is something. Satan has always wanted to be like God. He wanted to be like Christ. He wanted to be like the Father. He wants to have everything that God has. So he's going to make a deceitful plot to deceive the people on believing that he is actually Jesus Christ, when it would be the biggest lie. Now, you want to hear a lie now. This is going to be the biggest lie through eternity. In other words, this is going to be the biggest lie that the devil has ever told. He's going to convince people and tell his lie that he is Jesus Christ, and that is the biggest lie over the whole human history. And the Bible says that when he comes on the scene, he's going to deceive many, 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 many people. These people will be the people who have rejected the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his burial, death, and his second coming, so they will accept it, because most people today, majority of the world, don't want nothing to do with heaven. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. They don't want nothing to do with heaven. But they want to go to heaven. That's crazy.
That's right.
They don't want nothing to do with God going, I don't know if I'm making it or not. I don't think I can make it. What do I have to do? And then when you tell them what they have to do, that, well, I'm not ready to go to heaven yet because I got a few more things to do. But let me tell you, if you die, if you die without the shed blood, through the Holy Spirit in your life, hell is going to be your home. You just want to go on down the driveway, and this is where I don't want none of my friends, none of my unknown friends, I don't want my worst enemy to die and go to hell. I don't want that. And, you know, I'm burdened on that right now. All this last 5 or 6 weeks, I've been burdened on that, to see people reject Jesus Christ. You don't have to. What do you have to do? People say, I got to give up this. No, don't worry about giving up anything yet, because you can give things and still it will do you no good. But what I want you to see, it says, repent. And you'll find repentance is found all through the Bible. Before God could ever do anything for somebody, they had to repent. Turn from your sins. Turn from your life. Turn from your wino. Turn from your drugs. Turn from your adultery. Turn from all things that's not like God. Anything that's not like God is sin. You can be picking at your nose and staring at people. That's wrong. You ain't supposed to do that. The Jews don't believe on spitting on the sidewalk, because it brings spit. You usually spit in the grass. Jews don't usually do certain things on Sunday because it's wrong. And anything that's not like God is sin. If you want to come down to the nitty gritty, so God, Bible said, all have sinned. So we all have sinned. But when you practice sin, when you don't have no conviction over sin, when you don't repent from your sin, that's the problem you're having with. Because when you get saved, God will tell you exactly how to conduct yourself. And the Bible tells the sinner only one thing. Oh, listen to this. The Bible only tells the sinner one thing. Repent. But it tells the saints that have accepted Jesus Christ how to conduct themselves, how to talk, how to walk, how to dress, how to greet your fellow brothers, how to love. It tells the saints all the concept and the attributes of what God is like. You're supposed to be just like God in the spirit through his son, Jesus Christ. See, so this Antichrist that's coming, he's going to be the opposite of Jesus Christ, claiming himself to be Jesus Christ. All through human history, I got a list right now. I'm going to name a few guys that people have considered of them being the Antichrist. In the Old Testament, there was a man named Antiochus Epiphanes. In the Roman government, there was a man named Nero, and all the Caesars. They were considered to be the Antichrist. You got the Pope. They say that he's the Antichrist. The Pope is not the Antichrist, but he would be a witness to the Antichrist when he comes. He would tell the world that this here man is Jesus Christ and tell the world that worship him. That's the Pope's job. He is not the Antichrist, but he is an Antichrist. I hope you can understand that. So the Pope,
amen.
And we don't have 13 popes. 13 popes down through time that consider themselves as being a vicar of Christ. In other words, taking the place of Jesus Christ in the sole authority over the church. The Roman Catholic Church is not the main church. The only church that's in the Bible that God orchestrated, that God started, was on the day of Pentecost. That is the church. That's the true church. That's the born-again believer. That's the one that have been washed in the blood. That's the one that knows who Jesus Christ is. That's the one that have a changed life. That's the one that believe the whole fundamentals of the doctrines of the Bible and know what the Bible says. So this church that the devil is contending with is a true church. So the Pope is a false Christ trying to play the time of Christ. We have Charlemagne. Charlemagne was considered as being the Antichrist. We got a couple more guys that came down in the latter generation. In the latter generation, we had a Jim Jones that said he was God. We had Danny Grace that said he was God. We had Father Divine that said he was God. These are men that consider themselves as being Jesus. And all of them is dead now, so I don't know what people trust in. We have Mikhail Gorbachev. They said he was the Antichrist. We have Sun Meng Yun. That was a Chinese guy that said he was Jesus. We got PLO leader Yair Arafat. Said he was the Antichrist. We got Louis Farrakhan saying that he is Jesus. And a lot of people say, oh, no, he's getting. Oh, yes, he did. I heard him say it. He thinks he's God's favorite servant, but he ain't even serving the true God. He's serving Allah. In Allah, there is no God. It's a fake God.
Right.
It's a God that made up themselves, and people, especially black people, are running head on. And he even considered the Judaism as a religion of the gutter. So he got that Antichrist spirit in him. And when the Antichrist comes, he's going to follow right behind it. And this man that's coming on the scene is going to have much power, amen, to convince the world. We got William. Now, listen to this. Some people thought it was Jefferson Clinton, the president. They thought he was the Antichrist. They said Sam Donaldson was the Antichrist. They said Bill Gates is the Antichrist. We have Alice Crawley said he was the Antichrist. We got Franklin Delano Roosevelt. We got Benito Mussolini said he was Antichrist. You got Adolf Hitler that said he was Antichrist. You got Joseph Stalin said he was Antichrist. You got John Fitzgerald Kennedy. They thought he was the Antichrist. Mm-hmm. And if we come on down to the 21st century, amen, somewhere in between the 18th and 20th century, the Antichrist arrived, but nobody knows where he's at. But when you read the book of Daniel, read the book of Daniel, and Daniel will tell you exactly what part of the country he's coming from. And I can tell you right now, he's coming from Western Europe. Western Europe is where he's coming from. Spain. Jesus Christ is coming from the east. Antichrist is coming from the west. Why? Because the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. and the Antichrist is going to be sitting in the West, and he's going down for the last fall. That would be Satan's instrument. Satan would use this man's body. He would use this man's body to enter his body and do a miracle in the book of Revelation in the 13th chapter. He will actually be assassinated by an assassin during the tribulation period, and he will lay in the mar doing the duplicate. The devil say ain't nothing but an old big head copycat. He's been trying to copy off of God ever since he was on the throne. He looked at the throne of God, and he in his mind, in his soul, in his spirit, because he don't have a soul, he's just a ministering spirit. The cherubim of all cherubim, he had a hope that he could dethrone God Almighty. Dethrone God Almighty and cast him out of his own heaven, take him off his throne, take one-third of the angels and set himself on the throne and say he is God. But he was a fool in the beginning and he had sin, but he didn't use the sin. What makes things got to him was the beauty that caused him to fall. He was so gorgeous. Brother Tim, you talk about an angel of angels. He was an anointed cherubim. He had everything on him. He had gold. He had brass. He had jewels. He had pipes inside of him that he would, every time he would move and he wanted to play some music, he would get the angels to praise God, praise God. And he was decked out to the bone, I could say. That got next to him. And God moved him. And he became a dragon of the dragons. He became the serpent. He became the wicked one. And his main job, this is his job, 24/7, 365 days a year, 52 weeks. This is his job. It's to kill, rob, and destroy. And that's what he's doing to this generation. He's killing people. He's robbing people of their salvation. And he's destroying people. And the reason he's doing that, because man says that they can live without God. They don't need God. God is dead. God is a retard. God is a cripple. God is blind in one eye, can't see out the other. God don't care nothing about this world. But the devil has lied ever since then, and he's lying to people today, and people will believe it. But if they will read the word and repent of their sins so they can accept Jesus Christ, God will open their eyes, and when they see what's going on, let me tell you, you talking about running, you talking about crying, you talking about jumping up and down and seeing what the devil's been trying to do to you, but because if you repent of your sin, God will open up your eyes so wide you won't believe how deep you was in sin. And the world today don't realize how deep they in sin until they come out of sin, and God revealed his son in you. And when you talk about shouting, good God Almighty, you'll be running and you'll be crying. You'll be jumping up and down. You'll be thanking God. You'll be thanking everything that God has done for you. But the devil don't want you to acquire that. And so what we got? We got the Antichrist is coming on the scene. He is going to be the leader of the Illuminati. He's going to be a leader of the Kabbalahs. He's going to be leader of all the Satanists that's in the world today, all the false religion that Brother Tim mentioned. We got over 8,000, some 8,000 different kinds of religions that men have made up, saying that God is pleased with this guy. But no man can make up any kind of religion to please God. Because let me tell you something, because they got trying to twist Christianity. Christianity is not a religion, not a religion. It is a relationship with God Almighty through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his shed blood. And you won't be changed until you want to be changed. If you want to be changed, God will change your life. He will change your life so good, so dynamic, man, that me and Tim want to tell it to everybody. See, because we don't have a changed life. I know I was changed, and when the Lord called me to preach, you talk about shouting, you talk about crying, you talk about jumping up and down. I didn't have no choir around me. I tell you, I was on the ship in Norfolk, Virginia, and when I came to the captain's door, it said knock before enter, and when I walked in, I said, I've been called to preach the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I'm going home. And the captain said, wait a minute, hold on, hold on. So they went and got a chaplain. When they went and got a chaplain, good God Almighty, I was bowed down, in repentance and crying. And the captain was told by the chaplain, he said, listen, this man has a calling on his life. He said, but y'all going to have to let him go. But before he go, he's going to have to go through some procedures. They took me down to the psychiatric ward. They thought I had lost my mind. They couldn't understand why I was crying. They couldn't understand why I was shouting. They couldn't understand what I was talking. And I was talking about Noah and the ark. And they said, well, something's wrong. They took me down there, and they tell me they kept me in there for almost 7 months. They kept me in the sixth floor, and as I begin to progress, they bring me down to the fourth floor, and then the third floor, and then the second floor, and then the first floor. And about that time, they had analyzed me with psychologists and philosophers and theologians. They asked me questions, and they found out that I was a normal man, but I had a change in my life. And I know if you've been born again, there's a change in your life. And that life is Jesus Christ, because is he that's in you, then he that's in the world. And there's never been a plan on this side of heaven or on the other side of heaven where any man made a way that another man can live in another man's spirit. Only one that can live in your spirit is the old raw-headed devil, and he ain't going to do you no good. But the only one that can bring you out of misery and put joy in your heart is Jesus Christ. And that is what we are referring to when this Antichrist comes. And when he comes, he's going to come right on the brink, right on the brink of after the catching away of the glorious church of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. People are being saved every day around the world, on every continent. Men are coming to Jesus Christ. And I'm glad I'm a part of telling the world, telling my friends, telling the ones that seem like they don't understand, because pretty soon, there's a war coming. There's a war coming.
Amen.
I believe this year, the way that things are looking towards in the Middle East, in Russia, in China, and right now, there's over 40 wars going on in the world today. 40. That's a lot of wars. The Bible says there shall be rumors and rumors and rumors of war, pestilence and diseases. And he says, when you see these things, look up, for the redemption's door now. Look up, church, because the church is getting ready to make a blast off. And the blast off will be quicker than the twinkling of an eye. The dead in Christ will rise up out of the grave and bust the grave wide open, and we that remain alive shall be called to meet the Lord in the air. And when we meet the Lord in the air, we shall be with the Lord forever and ever. And there we will be at the judgment seat of Christ, and Christ will judge his church, not my church, not the church down the street,
Amen.
Not the Baptist, not the Methodist church. Not the Church of Pentecost. No, that's the name of a denomination. But I'm talking about the church that Jesus Christ purchased. He bought it. And he couldn't buy it with gold, silver, brass, and diamonds and money. He couldn't buy it with the prestige. He couldn't buy it. So what he had to do? He had to die for it. And if he died for it, he died for my soul. Brothers and sisters, he died for your soul.
Amen.
My worship, he died for the ones in prison. He died for the liar. He died for the backbiter. He died for those that are lost. And when he died, the blood of Jesus Christ is so powerful. They tell me it's not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. And when he came out of the grave, the devil was totally defeated. He cannot keep you. He got to let you go if God says so. And if you want to let go of Satan, you're going to say, Lord, take him. Get him out of my heart. Get him out of my soul. Get him out of my mind. Get him out of my carnality. And let me serve you and put your Holy Spirit in me. And when God pour that Holy Spirit on you, boy, let me tell you, Woo! You will shout, you will shout, and you will want to tell everybody. And that's the way I feel, and I know that's the way Brother Tim feels. He wants to tell everybody. And we want to tell you. We want to tell you so bad. Amen. If we could set you, if we could set you inside of a room and be that person to person, tell you the same thing we're telling you now. And we will want you to come to Jesus Christ today, not tomorrow, not 5 minutes from now. But we want you to accept him today. Because if you go to bed tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ, and you wake up and you're going to find yourself, oh, my God, where am I? Well, if you die lost, you will go to hell. And that's not me talking. That's the Bible talking.
Amen.
You will go to hell if you die. Don't die lost. If anything you do, don't die lost. If you die lost, then you're going to have to actually pay. You have to pay for your own sins. So you're going to have to be punished for your own sin in a lake of fire, burned forever and ever, where there won't be no breaks, there won't be no television, there won't be no automobile, there won't be no beaches, there won't be no pool room, there won't be no halfway houses, there won't be no grocery store, there won't be nothing but agony and pain and memory and eyesight and taste and hearing. You will be punished, not by God. You'll be punished by the devil because you refuse to receive God's love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall never perish, meaning that you will never die. You will never be separated from God because you have been united with God through the blood of Jesus Christ. You have been washed in his blood forever. Hey, Jesus Christ is not going to, oh my God, he's not going to restrain you if you accept him.
That's
he's
right.
not going to walk out of your soul no more. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because you accepted him. And he's not no ending your giver like we are. And if we give somebody, some people give people gifts and they look for something to get back from them. Well, God is looking for one thing to get from you. He wants your soul. That's what God wants. And the only way he knows that he can get your soul is you got to want. You got to want Jesus Christ. So you got to want him so bad that you don't want nothing else. Nobody can tell you nothing else. There ain't no other man that can save you but Jesus Christ. And the world today, majority of the world is lost. And all through generations, I'm going to turn it over to Brother Tim. Every generation, there's always been a small remnant that God saved. He saved Lot from Sodom and Gomorrah, a remnant. He saved Noah on the flood, a remnant.
Yeah.
He saved Caleb and Joshua, a remnant, the first generation. Only two men got into the kingdom, along with milk and honey, but Joshua and Caleb. All through human history, when God put the Babylonians on the Jews and took Israel and broke them down and took them from Jerusalem and took them to Babylon, there was only about five righteous men that was in Babylon that stood for God.
Amen.
And God, you know, God used Shadrach, about 15, 16 years old, Meshach and Abednego. He used Daniel. He used Ezekiel. He used Jeremiah, about five prophets that stood up for God. And by them standing for God and God used them, Israel came to their senses, and guess what? When Jesus Christ comes, there's going to be a remnant of Israel. There's a remnant of the church. God wants to save everybody. I want to be in the remnant because the victory don't belong to the crowd.
Amen.
A big crowd. Oh, something's going on. Real, real good. And every time you see a crowd, that don't mean it's right. It's always a remnant. And out of the flood that Noah went through, let me tell you, there was maybe a billion, maybe 2 billion people up on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And out of all those people, because they had mixed with fallen angels, and they had cohabitated, and there was wicked giants up on earth. And they cohabitated together, and it influxed with the human race, and the human race literally took in because they were having sex with women, and the women was bringing forth children, and it became so corrupt that God looked down on one family, Noah. And Noah obeyed God and saved the human race by his faith, and God found grace in Noah. And by Noah, saved Noah, guess what? The whole human race would Earth would repopulate it until this present day. And now we're going to another where it won't be water this time. It will be fire. The church is going to be raptured up. The Antichrist is going to come, and he's going to take a whole lot of people to hell with it, because the world today is nothing. You don't hear nothing but Satan worship. Oh, look, I'm going to say this, Brother Tim, I'm going to let you have it. You roll it on in. All these TV shows that's coming home today is filthy.
Right.
Lockdown.
Amen.
Death, barbing, witchcraft, warlocks, Baphomets. We got all kinds of demons and devils, and the world is hovering over with demons and devils pressing down on the human race until it's got so bad now it's unsafe for you to even go in your backyard. You don't know what kind of demon. It's even unsafe to go in your car to take your child to school. It's bad out there. Thing about it, if you can have a brother Tim, it's going to get worse.
That's right.
As we move on into 2021, it's going to get worse. Food is running out. Money is running out.
Yeah.
Marriages are tankered. Men are going to prison. Babies are being born. People are slaughtering babies like going to a slaughterhouse. They have no regard of the sacredness and the sanctity of marriage. It's a mess. And it's a mess until God says, that's enough. And the trumpets going to blow in the heavens. And when that happens, then the Antichrist will come on the scene. My friends, let me tell you something. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Don't worry about this coronavirus.
Amen.
I'd rather die with coronavirus saved than live without salvation. You hear what I said? Live without salvation and then die and go to hell, or either catch coronavirus and die and go to heaven, not because you're good, but because you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I'm going on the glory. I'm going to get away to this mess and see Jesus.
That's
my
right.
Friend.
Amen.
You need Jesus Christ in your life. Really, you need Jesus Christ so bad, more than a baby needs a mother. You worse than a desert need water. You need Christ. It's simplicity. It's easy. If you just want to be. God bless you. Brother Tim, roll it on in there. Roll it on.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen. Amen. Good word. Amen. I enjoy listening to you, brother. Amen. A lot of spiritual wisdom and knowledge that comes from on high. Amen. Amen. And as the children, amen, we want to look for the return. Amen. The gathering together of the saints. Amen. The rapture of the saints. Amen, which we believe, amen, but we know the Bible says that no man knows the day or the hour, and we don't want anyone to believe the thing that we're trying to predict, because we don't know, amen. We don't know, but we believe based on the season, amen. As the brother said, there's a lot of wickedness and evil going on, and man, I get tired of even looking at the news sometimes because so much is just going on. Every time you look up, it just seems like more and more different ways of attacks are just happening. Amen. You know, we have police brutality, and now people are attacking people based on their race. Amen. We see people attacking women. Ain't that something? I mean, man, I mean, they just out here just assaulting women just because the women won't talk to them. What kind of mess is that? What type of age? You know, man has become weaker and softer. Amen. The Bible says that man will become weaker but wiser, amen.
And
we know that knowledge has increased, but people are just so weak that they will harm a woman just because a woman would turn them down. And we know that we are definitely in the last days, amen, when you begin to harm amen, women and children just laying, and people are brave with it. They ain't waiting till the sun go down no more. Amen. They out in the daylight just
daylight,
wreaking havoc. Amen. They don't care nothing about, consequences. They have no morals. Amen. They're not worried or concerned about what take place or what will happen to them. Amen. Push come to shove, they'll just take their own lives. Amen. Yeah. And that's how you know, amen, that it's time for the church to wake up and stop sleeping. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All this talk about money and how much money we can raise and how much money the church got. Them days are gone, amen. We better be looking for the return of our Lord and Savior, amen. We better be watching. We better be praying for our family, amen. And I just want to say this, amen, as the scripture says, if you train up a child in the way that he should go, he or she should go, the Bible says that they shall not depart. Now, if that is not a clear, amen, message of once saved, always saved, I don't know what it is. Amen. Because if you teach your children, you raise them in salvation, amen. Me and my son were just talking the other day, amen. I was enjoying my heart so much that we spent time, we talked. He's my youngest boy. And he was just telling me how he would talk to his friends and minister to them and how they would say certain things about, you know, them being with the same sex and things like that is okay and there ain't nothing wrong with it. And being out here in the world doing, people have really not been taught and trained. It's, amen, especially in these last probably 100 years or so, we have been failing to teach the rightly divided word because the churches have sold out. Amen. The leadership, church leadership has sold out for money, for worldly power, for worldly gain. We see, as the word talks about over here, amen, I'm going to step into Revelation, amen, but before I do, I want to call our attention, amen, over to the book of Jude, and I may bounce back over to the First Thessalonians, but first I want to go over to Jude, and I want to show you some scriptures. Amen.
Okay.
We talked about, even though we are in the last times that we are what? We see the spirit of what? Antichrist, and many Antichrist. Amen.
Yeah.
The spirit of Antichrist is working, amen, overtime. See, what happened was when Christ was raised from the dead, Satan, all the fallen angels, all the demons, they knew it was over with. They knew that they were going to burn in the lake of fire all eternity.
Amen, they knew they were done.
They knew they were, amen, that's it, brother. They knew they were done. Done. It's over with. They knew it.
It's over.
So now Lucifer has waged war, amen, on the church. Amen. Not just against mankind, but on the church. And he had to attack the church because why? He wanted to deceive as many people as he possibly could and deter man from salvation. So how was he going to do that? He had to be sitting on the front row of the church pew. Amen. Amen, brother. I tell people outside, I used to preach and tell them, brother, I said, Satan ain't outside these walls. Satan is in the church. He's right here.
In the church.
He's in the church. Amen.
The church.
Don't be fooled. He's in the church. He want to deceive those who are coming every week. If he can deceive one or two, that's what he wants. He wants to deceive somebody from receiving Christ, from receiving salvation. And if he, so what they have done, they have launched this campaign of the spirit of many antichrists. And so I'm going to read to you, amen, coming from the book of Jude, amen, for where it says, it says, beloved, this is Jude, the third and fourth verse.
Oh, God.
The beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Amen.
Yes, sir.
In other words, what? The true faith. as the brother just said, he said it clear as day. Amen. He said there's only one, amen, one true church, and that was what? The day of Pentecost. The true relationship with God. There's only one true church. Amen. There's only one true church. That's the church of Christ, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we preach and teach salvation. And we teach it with power and authority because the Bible says that he has what? Not given us the spirit of fear. Amen. We don't have the spirit of fear. We know that we're going to heaven. Why? Because we believe the word and we what? We love the brother and the sister. Amen. So we know that we have salvation and we have been redeemed. Amen. Watch what it says. Amen. It says in verse 4, it says, for there are certain men crept in on the words. These men, amen, are in secret societies. I've seen them. There are pastors, amen, that are in secret societies. Lord have mercy. Yeah. If you know anything about secret societies, about what they do, that's why it's called secret societies. Amen. They got secret handshakes, secret hugs, secret meetings. Amen. They are doing secretive things. Now, this is one thing about God. God is not secretive to the extent to where we can't come out and tell you about the word. We're not going to have no meeting without inviting whoever wants to be part of the meeting. There ain't nothing to hide. Amen. God is not secretive to where we hide behind closed door. We ain't putting on no robes and walking around in the dark holding no candles. Amen. But there are some people who are taking part in this mess. Amen. They want you to believe that they are saved. Man, you better wake up and know that these folks are undercover. When I say undercover, they're undercover doing every and anything. Amen. Because why? They are seeking worldly riches and worldly gain.
Yeah.
And most of them have sold their soul to the devil. You better know that they have. Amen. Everybody that says, Lord, 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 ain't going to heaven. Everybody says, Lord, 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 ain't on your side. Amen. A lot of these people that's in church, amen, you better hear the word. These folks are not truthful. They ain't loving. And I tell you all the time, the signature of a true saint is love. L-O-V-E. Love. Amen. The real stuff. I ain't talking about that fake stuff. I'm talking about the real stuff. I'm going to treat you the same no matter who I'm around. I'm going to treat you the same no matter where I'm at. I'm going to treat you the same. I'm going to be the same no matter what. But you got so many people in the churches, they're so fake. They're so phony. Amen. And fruity. Amen.
Hey,
there's so much going on. Amen. But I just got to tell the truth. There's so much going on that it's so sad, and it just make you upset. As soon as the church turns out, they can't wait to roll their eyes at somebody or backbite or say something against the brothers and the sisters. Amen. There's so many people in church. Everybody is not saved that go to church. Amen. See, you're not saved just because you attend church. That ain't how it works. You're not gonna slip your way into heaven. The Bible says the only way you can make it in is through Christ. And you got to confess
Christ
with your mouth, and you got to believe in your heart that the Most High has raised him from the dead so that you may have life. And then you must begin on that act of love, because God is what? He is love. Amen. Now watch what it says in verse 4. It says, for there are certain men crept in unaware. You got to be aware and read. The Bible says what? Try the spirits by the spirit. So in other words, you got to try to see whatever spirit it is. That means because I got the spirit of the Holy Ghost, amen, brother, I need to know who I'm dealing with. See, it used to be a time, brother, I just didn't let anybody come and preach at my church. Amen. I had to know who you were. Amen. You may get up there and say you may get up there and just talk some crazy stuff that ain't even in the Bible. You got to be careful who you hang with. You just can't be just running with every and anybody. Amen. Because as you see right by the scripture, there are certain men that have crept in. They didn't slip in, brother. through the back door and the side door. And they ain't up to no good, amen. Amen. They ain't up to no good. So watch what it says. It says, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Amen. Ungodly.
That's right.
Turning the grace of our God into what? Lasciviousness. And denying the only Lord God and our Lord Yahshua Jesus Christ. Amen.
You hear that?
Because of why? Amen. They were ordained. Just like there are pastors that are ordained to do the right thing, there are people on the same that's ordained to do what? The wrong thing. And you got to be aware of who you out here dealing with. Because some people out here ain't chasing salvation for the saints. They out here chasing money. Trust me, I done been around some pastors like that. That all they concerned about is how much money they can put in their bank account. But then that's sad.
That's
because
right.
We got people that are just losing their souls because men have not, nor the cure of the love of God to preach the one and only true gospel, amen, to save men, these men and women out here. That the people are hurting out here. They need salvation. They're looking for an answer. And it's sad that people would actually come to your church and actually leave your church and join a false religion. That's the epitome.
Come on,
that's the epitome of the devil. Amen. That they actually came to your church, you couldn't love
them.
On. You didn't take the time out to write down their name and number and follow up with them and see if they needed anything. But you so concerned because they didn't want to put enough money in your plate because they didn't join your church that day. You didn't want nothing to do with them. See that's not the way we're supposed to be. We supposed to love, amen. It don't matter if they don't join your church. It don't matter if they don't put a dime in your offering plate or a penny in your offering plate for that. You supposed to show love, teach love, and be love. And we are to embrace brothers and sisters because people are looking, amen. They are searching for the answer, amen. We are here to give it to them, to let them know that we love them. We want you to be saved, amen. We don't want nobody lost. Amen. So with that being said, amen. Amen. I just want to share one more of the scripture, brother. Amen. I'm going to turn it back over to you. Amen.
That's all right, bro.
Amen. Amen. It says in 1 John, the 4th chapter. Amen. This is what it says in verse 7. It says, beloved, let us love one another.
Uh-huh.
For love is of God. Amen. That's the Heavenly Father. And everyone that loveth is what? Ooh, here it is, brother. Born of God and knoweth God. See, if you don't show no love, man, you can get back from me. Amen. I don't want nothing to do with you. And I don't have time for no games. Amen. Because my wife knows that I'll walk off from people in the heartbeat because I don't have time for no games. Amen. We got to show love. We got to be love, amen. This is what we're supposed to be, amen. It says, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also what? Love one another. That's 1 John, the 4th chapter, verse 11. Come on now. We say that we are the church, but then we came, we got folks walking around. This is why Christ sent that urgent message in Revelation. The first three chapters, because he was concerned about the church, because he was looking down. The church wasn't what? They wasn't exemplifying love. They wasn't showing love to one another. Amen. They was, uppity. Amen. Some of them had better jobs than others. Some of them had more money than others. Some of them had better house or car than the brothers. Some of them had better clothes than the other. And so we begin to judge one another by what one another have instead of judging each other's heart, amen, instead of loving one another and pulling the brother up, amen. And so that's
all
the
right.
Same thing that the Pharisees and the Sadducees begin to do. They begin to miss what true salvation was, amen. They begin to think just because they were what? Israelites, amen, God's chosen people, that was good enough, amen. They had lost, amen, the first love. What was the first thing we supposed to do? Love. Amen. That's what we're supposed to do because what? The scripture says in St. John, the 3rd chapter, it says, For God so what loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Amen. There you go again,
amen,
brother. Should not perish. Amen. Should not die. Should not lose his salvation. Man, that's what that word perish means. If you look at that word in the Greek, the word perish means, that word perish means to die or to lose. You should not what? Die. You should not lose. Lose what? Number one, you should not lose your salvation. Amen. You should not lose your sight. You should not lose your health. Amen. You probably won't even lose your hair. Amen. In eternal life. Because you're going to be so blessed. Amen. That he's going to give you a new body. Amen. An incorruptible body. One that won't decay. Amen. So you will not grow old. Amen. This word is so powerful, man. And I love, amen, the brothers and the sisters. And this is why we preach this word, because we want you to become saved. We don't want you to miss out, man. Don't miss the dinner, amen. We want you to be there. We don't want you,
amen.
We want you to be at the Lamb's marriage, amen. We want to be there. Brother, I'm going to be there. I know you're going to be there, brother. And I'm going to see
amen.
You. We're going to rejoice. And we're just going to be praising God.
Come on.
With all his holy angels and all the saints, amen.
Yeah.
We're just going to be praising him, brother. We're going to be going to town. Amen, brother. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen, brother. Amen. Covered a whole lot there. Covered a whole lot there. And since you mentioned this, the Illuminati and all this secret societies, I got some names on a roll call a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
On a roll call.
Amen. Go ahead, brother.
There's about 14 or 15 different kinds of secret societies that's operating in the world today and has been operating ever since the Tower of Babel. The Babylonians brought all these secret societies into existence by Lucifer and his angels. They plotted all these different kinds of secret societies and brought it to the human race, and the human race accepted it because they had fallen in the Garden of Eden, so they were acceptable. But at the same time, God brought forth a nation that worshiped the true God, and that was Israel. And he put Israel smack dab in the midst of all these here different kinds of diabolical teachings and damnable doctrines and all kinds of portal holes and all kinds of UFOs and flying objects in the air. Those are demonic spirits. I guarantee you they're demonic spirits working right now, and they're working more and more.
Amen.
And more. They got a whole lot to do with the Illuminati because they're Luciferians. In other words, demons, devils, diabolical, unseen spirits that can disappear and they can reappear. And they're working in first and second heaven now, and people today are seeing more of them all over the world. They have witnesses, these flying objects going into the Bermuda Triangle. Some have seen them come up out the water, and the government don't want to let the people know what they're doing. They're having communication with these evil, low-down, rotten, diabolical spirits, and they're using men in the government today to conquer the world. They're trying to conquer the world. They're doing it through the presidents, through the king. But I want to give you some scriptures in the book of Revelation. Here are the Illuminati. These are the Luciferians. These are the ones that's trying to conquer the world, and they're going to try to conquer it within 7 years, but it's going to fail.
Amen.
Because Christ is going to return. And by him returning in the sixth chapter of Revelation, it gives you a picture of these Illuminatis and these witchcraft. I'm going to name some for you, then I'm going to give you the sixth chapter, the 14th verse of Revelation. It said the Freemasonry belongs to the Illuminati because the Illuminati is the head branch. The Octopus Deus, that's found in Spain. We got the New Age movement. We got the United Nations Illuminatis. The Club of Rome is Illuminatis. The Knight Templars are Illuminatis because they're working under Luciferians. These are the organizations that Satan has to take over the world, and they're going to do it in a group form. So that's where the beast, you see the beast coming up out of the sea, and a woman riding on the beast. Well, that beast is the Antichrist, and he's got 10 horns. These are the 10 nations, and out of these 10 nations, you got all the Illuminati, you got the Skull and Bone, you got the Council of Foreign Relations, You got the European Union. You got the Bilderbergs. You got the Jesuits. These Jesuits are Illuminati because they plan to conquer the world. Now, not only that, but we got rich Jews. We got rich Gentiles. We got Bill Gates, which is a Jew. We got Carlos Hello, which is a Jew. We got Vladimir Putin. He's a Russian, but he's a millionaire. He knows about the Illuminati. Charles Couch, Illuminati. Christy Walton, Illuminati. We got Larry Page, Illuminati. Oh, man, I got about a dozen here that's billionaires. Bill Gates got $98 billion. That's how much money he got. All the rest of them got between $72 million on down to $21 million. These are rich people. These are people that are under the influence of the Illuminati. And then we got people in Hollywood that's located with the Illuminati. We got Beyonce.
Amen.
She been Illuminati. We got Pope Francis. We got Kirk Franklin. We got gay hip-hop. We got Michael Jackson, T.D. Jakes, Clampo Dollar, Paula White, Kanye West, Benny Hinn, Bobby Jones. We got Jay-Z. We got Chris Brown. We got Jennifer Hudson. We got Kobe Bryant.
Amen.
We got Joel Osteen. We got Justin Bieber. We got Madonna. We got Warren. We got Oprah Winfrey. We got Joel Osteen. We got LeBron James. We got a whole group of people who are rich.
That's right.
And Hollywood done sold over to the Illuminati because that's the only way they could get rich, because they have sold their soul to Satan. And by selling your soul to Satan, you got to do what Satan says in order to get the riches. They don't know what an honest job is or a 40-hour job is. And so when Christ comes back, these people are going to be in power. But by them being in power, look what Revelation 6:14 said. It says 6:14 of Revelation, and the heavens departed as a scroll when it rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, the Illuminati, the rich shots, the rich Jews, and the great men in position. And the rich men, oh, man, got money till they look green. They got money till they're green and wrinkled. They got money till they're foolish. They got money and believe in having this money, they can control the world. And they're trying to do it by the New World Order. We got chief captains. We got mighty men. We got every bond man and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. And the Illuminati now got caves all across the United States underground. They call them preppers. And they got all the ammunition. They got food. They got living quarters. And they're saying, they're plotting that when the world, they start dropping bombs or whatever, when judgment comes, they're going to go under the mountains and try to protect themselves. But that's the worst place to go, because God can cave the mountains in. And listen what they're talking about. They ain't going to prayer meeting. They ain't talking about prayer. Listen what they say. And they, when they saw the rocks fall, he said, and they said to the mountains, they prayed to the mountains and rocks, saying, fall on us, hide us from the face of him, the God Almighty, that sat on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? This is the final episode when Christ split the sky. When he split the sky, rich men, black men, white men, ugly men, pretty women, ugly women, crazy people, going to run to the mountains and fold their hands and say, oh, mountains, rocks, fall on us, hide us from the one that sits on the throne and from the wrath. Oh, yes, they're laughing now. Folks are having a good time now. Oh, man, the princess died. When they die, they act like he ain't supposed to die. But, hey, it's appointed once for men to die, and after death is the judgment. And the world today is lifting up Satan is lifting up all his prosperity, lifting up all his acquirement that he's done in life. But when Jesus Christ comes, it's going to change the color of their skin. It's going to change the look on their face. And they're going to ride and run and cry out to the rocks and talk to the rocks and say, "Rock, fall on me. Hide me from the one that sitteth on the throne." And this will come at the end of the tribulation. This will come when Jesus Christ comes back, hallelujah, on the white horse with the saints behind him, coming down through the stratosphere, the atmosphere. We're going to come down home, and I don't know if it's a 24-hour journey. I don't know if it's a one-hour journey, but when we come, we're going to become dressed in white raiment, and we're going to be coming washed in the blood of the Lamb. Nobody will be there but those that have been washed and cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. The TV will catch a glimpse of it. The radio will talk about it. Men will cry out and say, "This got to be a dream. This got to be a dream." But it ain't going to be no dream. It's going to be the battles of battles. It's going to be the battle called Armageddon. Armageddon is coming. Armageddon ain't far away. The millennium ain't far away. Good God Almighty. And the rapture is right on our tail. And the Antichrist can't wait till he get out. He's waiting right now. And I don't know, but I believe he's getting kind of anxious. But he can't come until the glorious church of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So anybody out there that have been hearing about this rapture thing, that is in the middle of the tribulation, it's a post-rapture, it ain't going to happen. It's going to be a pre-tribulation. Christ is going to remove his body from this earth,
right,
because the church has already went through 2,000 years of persecution where they don't kill big Christians. That's enough. Now it's time for Israel to show the world that God's people have the last say. And that's when God is going to send 144,000 blood-washed Holy Ghost filled on fire Jews, and they're going to preach 12,000 from each tribe for 3.5 years. I'm telling you, it's coming. It's coming like a bolt of light. And when it comes, the world is going to see on the radio, on the TV, on the internet, on Facebook, on Instagram, on the Twitter, and nobody's going to be able to crush them up, because nobody's going to be able to stop this, because God said, it's my turn now. It's my people's turn to let them know that this Christ that has been coming for 2,000 years has arrived. And God says the 144,000 are going to be so tough and so dynamic that after the 3.5 years are over, they tell me John the Revelator wrote down and asked a question, one of the elders. And they said, John said, "Where did these come from and who are they?" And he said, "Don't you know who they are?" He said, "No, man, because the church is gone. Now, where did these folks come from there?" He said, "These are they that came through great trials and tribulation. These are they that have palms in their hands, singing a new song that the angels can't sing. These are the ones that heard the gospel through the Jewish nation, and they preached 3.5 years, and they confessed Christ, and they got saved, and now they got to go through the great tribulation." And in the middle of the tribulation, Satan will have a battle in the 12th chapter of Revelation. Satan said, "I got to get down and I got to come down." So he's coming down out of the first and second heaven. When he comes down out of the first and second heaven, he's going to gather all of these unidentified flying objects, because people have seen them. They have seen these things come out of the spaceship. They have witnessed it. And the government has even had relationship with them and seen them and experiment on the human race. And they're going to come down in a great horde of demons, and they're going to put their feet on this earth. And by the time they put their feet on this earth, the Antichrist is going to be assassinated. He's going to be shot through the head with a bullet, and he's going to lay in the morgue for 3 days. He's going to be dead as a doorknob. And the Michael and his angel said, "All right, Lucifer, all right, Beelzebub, all right, the red dragon, all right, Apollyon, all right, Abaddon, all right, all your wicked angels, y'all got to get out of here." And he's going to cast them out of prison. And the devil, Here comes the witchcraft. Here comes the voodoo. Here comes the body possession. The Satan, the devil of the world, the devil Satan is going to incarnate himself for the first time ever known to human history. He's going to raise this man from the dead. He's going to bring him up from the morgue, and this, when he comes up and be resurrected, the world is going to say, oh, my God, my God. This is Jesus, because God has raised him from the dead. It won't be God. It'll be the God of this world that raised the Antichrist, because he wants to deceive the world, and they're going to desecrate the temple. They're going to take out the Ark of the Covenant. They're going to say, listen, let this man sit in the temple. And when he sat in the temple, Apostle Paul told him, said, what are you going to say? I am God. I am God Almighty. Now y'all going to listen to me. And that's where you're going to come in, and they're going to mandatory a mark of the beast. They are going to make an executive order that if you don't receive this mark on the back of your hand or on your forehead, you won't be able to buy nothing. You won't be able to sell nothing. You would have to receive the mark in order to do business. And since the world has been deceived and believed Satan before they believe God, the Bible says all the world, meaning majority of the world, will wonder after the beast. And then God said at the same time, the 144,000 is gone. And since they're gone, I'm going to send you two witnesses. These men are going to be two dynamites. It's going to blow up Jerusalem spiritually, not physically. It's going to blow up Jerusalem spiritually. And they're going to witness in the streets for 1,260 days, 24/7, 12 months a year, 30 days every day. They're going to preach that Jesus Christ is coming back. And they're going to tell the world, so long of a time, for 3.5 years, the world going to get sick. They're going to say, will you stop? Will you stop them? Stop them. And nobody will be able to kill him until the proper time comes. And these two prophets is Moses and Elijah. They're the only two men in the Bible that did not finish their ministry. Moses didn't enter the land flowing with milk and honey. And Elijah wanted to leave because of Jezebel. And he started whimpering and crying. And the Lord said, all right, I'll take you on out of here. He wrapped him up in a fiery chariot and took him away. That's why they say, swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I don't know if I'm going to wear it, go up in the chariot, but I tell you one thing, I'm going to be swept up one day. And when I'm swept up, I'm going to meet the Lord in the air. Oh, hallelujah! Going to meet him in the air. I'm going to see him face to face. And Jerusalem will become the capital of the world. And
amen.
Jesus Christ is going to put the devil in the bottomless pit. He ain't going to cremate it. He's going to burn him forever. He's going to put so hot a fire in him. Ooh, you talking about hot?
Lord have mercy.
It's going to be so hot in hell for Satan that the word hot is going to have to get up and walk out. Said, I can't take it. It's going to be so hot that tears won't be able to be around. No water, no ice cube going to be able to cool hell off, because God got something for the devil. He got something for the fallen angels and the Nephilim. He got something for the wicked people who rejected him down through the annals of time. They made fun of God. They laughed at God. They criticized God. They tried to eliminate God. They talked about God. They rebelled against God. And so now God said, since you rebel against me, I'm going to let you know how I feel about it. And he's going to give them a hot plate. And that's why the Bible says, it's best for a man not to be born, to die and go to hell.
Amen.
Ooh, it would be better for me not to be born. If I die and go to hell, it would be best for me not to be born. But thank God, his blood saved me from the wrath of God. My friends out there, listen to me. Don't be a fool. Don't be a fool, except Christ. You can't lose.
Right.
You're losing now. You're losing. You're out there partying and thinking everything's going to be all right. The world's going to get better. It's not going to get no better. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse till your own relatives going to turn on you. Your own household is going to turn against you. Your friends going to turn against you. Because some people are going to accept Christ, and some are going to reject Christ. And those that accept him, the ones that don't accept him are going to be mad at those that accept him. So your own enemy will be your own household. Father against mother, mother against son. And it's happening right now. Don't go to hell. Come to Calvary. Come on to Calvary and kneel. Kneel at the foot of the cross and plead the blood of Jesus Christ. His only blood. He ain't got no more blood. He ain't coming down here to save you. He ain't coming down here to die no more. He ain't coming to heal the sick and raise the dead and cast out devils. He's coming to get a church without a spot or without a wrinkle. And I'll tell you one thing. I know one thing for sure. And I'm not boasting on nothing. I know I'm going to be there. I know Brother Tim going to be there. And I'm just as anxious as he is, and he's just as anxious as I am. And I don't mind preaching the gospel. I'm going to preach until my time is up. But my brother, as the time is not up yet, why don't you come on to Christ? Why don't you just give it up? Just give it up. Just say, hey, I'm through with the devil. I'm through with Satan. I'm through with his lies. I'm through with his partying. I'm through with his sex. I'm through with his lying and cheating. I'm through with his drugs. I'm going to lay my soul at the foot of the cross and tell Jesus Christ to save my soul. Please, Lord, save my soul. I want to be saved. I don't want this hanky-panky Donald Duck salvation. I don't want no Mickey Mouse salvation. I want your salvation. A lot of church folk got Mickey Mouse salvation. Donald Duck, Goofy. Ain't saved, but if you want to know you'll be saved, you tell the Lord, verify my salvation. I know I passed from death to life because I love the brother. And that's what the world needs. They need salvation. There's somebody out there on this radio broadcast watching on the wall. I'm looking out for your soul. Me and Brother Tim, I'm looking out for your soul and want to tell you the truth. We ain't playing with you. He said he don't like to play, and I don't like to play neither. Amen. These are two things. You want to accept him or you don't want to accept him. But the time that you couldn't accept him and you don't and you die, there's nothing I can do.
Amen.
I can't praise the Lord to bring you back, and I can't weep. I can weep until I can cry until I fill the oceans up. It ain't going to bring you back. Now is the day of salvation. The day you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. Humble yourself. Admit that you're wrong. Repent and turn to the holy God, the only God. He said, I am that I am. Beside me, there's no one else. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can get to God. That goes for Jehovah's Witness and all others that think they can get to heaven without coming through Jesus Christ. You can't get to heaven till you come through Jesus
Christ. That's right.
Brother Tim, that's what's on my mind. My mind, my heart is heavy. My mind is fired up. My heart is beating. I'm excited because I know somebody out there heard this. God has got us on this in vain. This is not in vain.
I know
it ain't in vain.
That's right.
Somebody's out there heard this.
Amen.
Brother Tim's going to talk about this salvation some more, and then he can wrap it up with leave me 5 minutes. You can go ahead. You can go into a 5 minutes to a seven and take somebody to the altar. Let them know, look, come on, brother. Come on.
Amen.
Hey, brother.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. Before I do that, amen, brother, I just want to visit Revelation, the 17th chapter. Amen. Where it talks about the great mystery. Amen. It talks about that's Revelation 17 and 1. I'm just going to touch on just a little bit. We're going to jump right on over to salvation. Amen. Because I want everybody understand. Amen. You mentioned it earlier, and that's what made me touch on this. When you talk about the ancient religion of Babylon, And this is what the Bible is referencing, that a lot of people say, oh, well, America is Babylon, Europe is Babylon. I want everybody to understand that Babylon is behind the curtains. They're behind the scenes. I mean, that this old, ancient, evil practice is thousands and thousands and thousands of years old. All this that they're doing now, like the Bible said, there's nothing new under the sun. They've been drawing pentagrams and witchcrafts and doing all this stuff. There have been demons and warlocks and witches and warlocks for thousands on top of thousands of years. Since this ancient religion, Babylon. And Babylon is every major, every country in the world is serving Lucifer. This is why they're all in a brotherhood. And I learned this a long time ago, brother. I'll never forget this man told me, because I was interested in becoming a Mason a long time ago, and I'm so glad that I did, because something just didn't sit right with my spirit. And I was a young man. I think I was like maybe 19 or 20 years old. Even when I was 21, I had a friend that was amazing, and he shared some things with me that, from what I understand, he wasn't supposed to share some things. I learned that later that he's not supposed to share. But there's a highly secret society, amen. And even he told me, he said, if I get caught sharing this document with you, sharing this stuff with you, they can kill me. That's what he told me. And that's what he said. He said, they can do something to me. He said, they can kill me. I said, really? I said, man, I don't want to be a part of nothing like that. If I tell something to somebody, they can kill me. I said, I don't want to be no part of it. Amen, bro. That just didn't sit right with me. Amen.
No,
but this older gentleman, amen. Amen. He shared with me and told me some things because I was interested in them. But he said that, he said, there are Mason Brotherhood all over the world. I said, really? He said, they're in Africa, they're in India, they're in Asia, they're in Europe, they're in South America, you name it. He said, we are everywhere. I said, well, that don't sound right. But I said, if y'all are a brotherhood, why don't y'all make the world a better place? Why don't y'all end starvation and why don't y'all end racism and poverty? If y'all, and so what I begin to learn, that this is all under Lucifer. This is why it's controlled, and why they it's a false peace is what it is. They want to act like they're peaceful, they're loving, they're here to help everybody, but they're not. They're not here to help everybody. They're not peaceful, and they certainly ain't loving. Amen. I learned that a long time ago, and I'm going to read to you Revelation,
amen,
the 17th chapter. Amen. Verse 1, this is the great mystery. It says, and there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither. This is John. The angel said, come here, John. He said, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Amen. So what that tells you is that all the seven major continents of the world set upon what? Many waters. I don't care if it's from Hawaii to Japan to Russia to Europe to Asia, Africa, South America, you name it. Anywhere there's a government on this planet, they serve Lucifer. This is why they call it the United Nations is what they call it. And they all serve under who? Lucifer. This is the great whore. So it ain't just America. It's every nation that's set up upon many wars. They are all in brotherhoods. This is why the countries of the world are able to go into Africa and to rob the resources of Africa, because the African leaders are part of this Illuminati Luciferian brotherhood.
Yeah.
They're part of this
masonry
brotherhood. That's why they allow the people to be raped and raked over the coals and whatever they want. They just say, We won't touch your family. All you got to do is just obey us and don't rebel against them. If you rebel, you know what'll happen. They'll assassinate these leaders anytime they rebel against the people who run the world. That's why they say, as long as you just do what we ask, you'll be safe. We give you a military. We give you guns. We give you, you and your family, your kids will be protected. just sell your soul to us and do what we ask. And this is why they're able to go to different nations and do as they please and do what they want to people. You would think that with all the resources and the technology that we have in the world, that world hunger and there would be peace. There would be no more kidnapping and raping of children and just killing children and kidnapping. You'd think there wouldn't be none of that. But no, this is all a Luciferian ancient brotherhood that started by who?
Oh,
Nimrod, daddy. Cush started it. And then his son took it to a whole nother level, the Tower of Babylon.
Yes, sir.
And this ancient religion is still around. See the city of Babylon has failed thousands of years ago. But the religion is works behind the scenes.
It's
because
working.
Why? It's a religious system. And this religious system works. And if you notice that if you go to any community on this planet, I don't care where you go, there's some type of religious organization. And then what do you have next? You have commerce. You have businesses. You have banks. See, that's a whole systematic setup. Amen. It's the same system duplicated all over the world. They don't do nothing different. Lucifer's the same one-trick pony. He do the same thing. All you got to do is duplicate. It works over in Europe. It works in America, South America, Africa, Asia, India, Russia, China, you name it. All over the world, it works. It's the same system because who they serve. They serve the Luciferian, satanic. All these rich, wealthy families, like the brother said, it's called secret, man. That brother went deep, brother. You went deep with it, man. I was like, man, that brother getting into some. He reached deep in the bag on that one. Hey, man.
Yeah, deep down in that, buddy.
Hey, man. You went real deep, brother. And that's what the world, that's what the people need to know. And I'm going to get ready to go ahead and talk about salvation as we get ready to shut down. Get ready to turn back over to the brother and give him the last 5 minutes. But I want you all to know that this is an ancient system that we're dealing with, and this rule is about to come to an end.
Woo!
Soon.
Hallelujah!
Yes, sir. We can't
Hallelujah.
Wait. And this brother said that they're gonna be running. All these
Run.
People rich and strong, so they're gonna be running. But if you want to be a part of, this team, the winning team, amen. We already got the victory. Amen. Brother, the scoreboard always reads 100-0. 100-0. We have won the game. Amen. Then you need to go to Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. And this is what
Come
it reads. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, amen, Yahshua,
Woo.
And shalt believe in thine heart,
that
God, that's the Heavenly Father Yahweh, has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. That's just as clear, precise, and straight to the point. Amen. I like Paul because Paul gets straight to the point. He don't play around with it. He said that's all you got to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, and that's it. Now, nowhere in that verse is there anything about you got to work and you got to do this and do that and do this and do that. It said if you just confess and believe, amen.
Come on.
Because why?
Amen.
Christ, he's already died on the cross. Amen. It says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And you have become one. The Heavenly Father has become one with you, and you have become one with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And thou shalt be saved, and heaven is yours. Eternal life, the gift of eternal life is yours. The greatest gift that anybody can receive is eternal life. Brother, amen. I turn it back over to you. Amen. Blessing, praises, holy
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You digging deep, too. You dug back there in the land of Babylon, and that's exactly where all that comes from. It comes from that part where the angels in the sixth chapter after the flood.
Sir.
They set up that Babylonian system, and it ran all the way down to six millenniums. And now we at the full course, and it's tearing up the world because people are blind to the fact that Satan is a slick one. He's a devastating, diabolical, conniving jive time. I don't want to call him Turkey because Turkey would be too good for name. The old red dragon and spit poop. Amen. But I want to let you know, the people, the ones that listen to this afternoon, this evening, I want to let you know what's going to happen if you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
Right. Amen.
Where will you be? Where will you be, let's say, 20 years from now? Amen. Let's say, where are you going to be? Well, I can tell you, I don't know if it's going to be 20 years or earlier, but I can tell you exactly where you can be when Christ comes back
Amen.
To the earth.
Right.
After the rapture of the church, because if you're caught up in the rapture of the church, you will be in heaven, and
That's
earth
right.
will be under for the 7-year tribulation. You will be coming back, and I really don't know how to dress myself like a saint of God, but I'm gonna have to let God do that because He's gonna dress us up when we come back to earth. When you come back to earth, we're gonna be dressed for judgment. Woo! But God Almighty, you talking about a tuxedo? You talking about a three-piece suit? You talking about a crown? You talking about a new body? You talking about a new speech? You talking about a new way of living? You talking about being with Christ, seeing all His angels? Well, I'm gonna close with this, and after that, we're gonna offer the altar. I'm gonna let you know where you will be if you get saved today. You'll be in this group right here in the 19th chapter of Revelation, the 11th verse.
Amen.
It says, I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the army, oh my, that I am. That, I'm right there. That, I can see myself. Oh, hallelujah. I can see the
Amen.
Army which were and followed him. And on white horses, good God Almighty, I got a horse coming. And it says, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, and with it he shall smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treaded out the winepress, the fierce wrath of the Almighty. And he had on his vesture, on his thigh, a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he's called the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Why don't you accept Jesus Christ? Amen. You
Amen.
Need to accept him whoever you are. You need him in your life. You ain't going to miss nothing. Amen. You ain't going to miss nothing if you miss hell. Amen. You're going to miss a whole lot of pain and agony. But if you don't miss hell, you're going to have to suffer. And what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, it's going to get paid off when we come back with him. Because when we come back with him, we're going to be with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Bible said if you confess, admit it. Admit that you're a sinner. Admit that you need to repent. Admit that you need to humble yourself. Admit that you need help. Admit that you need Jesus Christ in your life. Confess with your mouth. Believe with your heart. That spirit that's inside your soul, that's laid in the walls of your soul, that spirit believe that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead by God's own power. See, he raised himself. He didn't have to worry about going calling the construction company for a lift to lift him up out of the grave. He got up with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. And this time he's not coming back to suffer. He's coming back to judge. Why don't you just come on in and accept him right now? The only thing you got to say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, I need you right now. I'm sorry for my sins. I repent of my sins. And I believe what you've done 2,000 years ago. You suffered and died and hung on the cross and got up on the third day. I believe that.
Amen.
And I believe it. I'm going to confess with my mouth that the Lord Jesus Christ can become my Savior forever. I won't have to worry about nothing but serving him. And you can come to him right now. And the only thing you got to do is repent and confess with your mouth and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. God bless each and every one of you that heard this session. We're going to be back next week by the grace of God. We're going to go again and again and again and again until the trumpets blow. And when they blow,
right,
then that means you want me. And I got to do it. Brother Tim got to do it because God has called us to do it in these last and evil days because the day is far spent. And the time is now. Don't wait no longer. Church membership won't work. Been shaking the preacher's hand won't work. You got to be born again. God bless you. God smile upon you. And continue to pray for me and Tim that we'll continue on and continue to face once we live in peace. God bless you, Brother Tim. You can close it if you want to. Go
God
ahead.
Bless you too, brother.
If you want to.
Amen. All right, brother. All glory be to the Most High. We thank you all for listening. We'll be back next week. Amen. With Watchmen on the Wall. Amen. I'm Tim the Overseer. I thank you, brother, for having me. Amen. Remember, family, you are royalty. We are royalty.